Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a significant proposal emerging from South Korea's ruling party that could reshape trade relations and attract substantial foreign capital.
That's right. This isn't just a minor policy tweak, it's a strategic pivot aiming to leverage economic interdependence for geopolitical advantages and domestic growth. The core idea is to use tariff reforms as a magnet for U.S. investment.
Exactly. We need to understand the specific economic incentives, the geopolitical currents, and the potential challenges. So, let's start by unpacking what these tariff reforms might actually entail. What's on the table?
Well, while the specifics are still unfolding, the focus seems to be on areas crucial for modern manufacturing and technology. We're likely looking at reductions in tariffs for inputs used in advanced manufacturing, key technology components for sectors like semiconductors and electronics, and potentially some agricultural goods.
So, the goal is to make it more cost-effective and attractive for U.S. companies to source materials or even set up production facilities in South Korea. It's about streamlining the cost structure for businesses looking to operate there.
Precisely. Compared to other Asian nations where tariffs or regulations might be more challenging, South Korea is aiming for a smoother, more economically viable pathway. Think of it like lowering the toll for U.S. businesses entering their market.
That's a great analogy. And the potential savings could be significant. For instance, reductions on tariffs for specialized microchips used in automotive systems could translate into substantial savings for U.S. automakers producing EVs in South Korea.
Absolutely. Now, the big question is, why now? What's driving this proposal at this particular moment?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? There are likely multiple pressures at play. Domestically, it could be a move to bolster the ruling party's standing, showcasing a proactive economic strategy ahead of elections.
That makes sense. And beyond internal politics, there are always broader trade dynamics. Are there ongoing disputes with other nations that South Korea is trying to mitigate by strengthening ties with the U.S.?
It's possible. Or it could be fundamentally about reinforcing the U.S.-South Korea alliance. Economic partnership is a critical pillar of security cooperation, especially in an increasingly volatile region.
In this era of shifting global alliances and geopolitical uncertainty, economic leverage is incredibly important for solidifying partnerships. Strong economic ties can act as a stabilizing force, even when political winds change.
Exactly. This proposal isn't happening in a vacuum. It fits within the larger framework of the U.S.-South Korea partnership. With rising regional tensions, strengthening economic ties can create a more unified front against external pressures.
Moving on, it's also crucial to identify the key players involved and understand their motivations. Who within the ruling party is championing this bill, and what's their influence?
Understanding the internal dynamics is key. Conversely, where might we anticipate opposition? Are there protectionist factions or domestic industries that might view these reforms as a threat?
These internal debates will significantly shape the legislation. From the U.S. business perspective, what are the current pain points regarding tariffs and the South Korean market that this proposal aims to address?
Tariffs directly increase the cost of goods, whether importing components or finished products. Complex classifications and administrative burdens are also significant deterrents. South Korea is trying to remove this friction.
And how does this position South Korea against competitors like Vietnam, India, or even China in attracting U.S. investment?
South Korea seems to be differentiating itself. It's not competing solely on lower labor costs like Vietnam, but on technological sophistication, a skilled workforce, established infrastructure, and crucially, its status as a reliable U.S. ally.
That makes sense. It's about offering a unique value proposition. Now, let's talk about the geopolitical implications. Beyond attracting capital, how does this alliance-driven investment strategy play out on the world stage?
This initiative directly addresses the global trend of supply chain diversification. U.S. companies and governments are wary of over-reliance on single-source supply chains, especially in geopolitically sensitive regions.
So, South Korea is positioning itself as a stable, reliable, and allied alternative for critical manufacturing and component sourcing. It's about building resilience into the global economic architecture.
Exactly. And it goes further by fostering deeper collaboration in critical technologies. When U.S. companies invest, they bring expertise, R&D capabilities, and proprietary tech, leading to joint ventures and interconnected tech ecosystems.
This is particularly vital for fields like AI, advanced materials, and next-gen telecommunications. It's a strategic move to enhance bilateral technological capabilities.
And there's also the subtle aspect of countering influence. In a region where economic leverage is a tool of geopolitical influence, strengthening the economic bond with the U.S. can act as a counterbalance to the economic reach of other regional powers.
It reinforces existing alliances through tangible economic benefits, making alignment with the U.S. more attractive. So, how does increased economic interdependence translate into greater political and security cooperation?
The logic is that when economies are deeply intertwined, the cost of disrupting that relationship, politically or economically, becomes much higher for everyone involved. This creates a powerful incentive for stability and cooperation.
It strengthens the alliance's resilience. However, such a bold move must have potential challenges and international repercussions. What are those?
Domestically, opposition is almost certain. Certain South Korean industries might argue against these reforms, fearing increased competition from U.S. imports or loss of protectionist benefits. Protecting nascent domestic industries could be a major hurdle.
And then there are the international rules. Will these tariff changes comply with WTO regulations? Discriminatory tariff practices can lead to challenges from other countries and potentially retaliatory measures.
That's a critical point. The impact on other significant trading partners like China, the EU, and others needs careful consideration. If South Korea offers preferential treatment to the US, it could strain relationships with these key economic players.
They might question why they aren't receiving similar benefits. And what about reciprocity? Will the US offer similar incentives for South Korean companies investing in the US? An unbalanced deal could cause issues.
Exactly. Perceptions of an unbalanced deal, both domestically and internationally, are a risk. There's also the inherent risk of economic volatility. Over-reliance on investment from a single major partner can create vulnerability.
If the U.S. economy shifts or its policy priorities change, it could disproportionately affect South Korea. So, the core challenge is navigating these potential trade disputes and domestic concerns while still achieving the main goals.
It's a delicate balancing act. The success hinges on South Korea's ability to manage these complexities effectively. Now, let's transition to the conclusion, summarizing the essence of this strategic move.
This initiative clearly shows a South Korean government looking to leverage economic policy for strategic advantage. It's a complex interplay of domestic politics, international relations, and the pursuit of economic growth.
The proposed tariff reforms are more than just technical adjustments. They signal a willingness to innovate in forging economic partnerships, especially with a key ally like the United States. It's a forward-thinking approach to shaping South Korea's economic future.
It's about future-proofing the economy by aligning it with global trends and strategic partnerships. By attracting cutting-edge U.S. technology and fostering R&D, it aims to keep South Korea at the forefront of key 21st-century industries.
And could this strategy serve as a blueprint for other nations? The approach of using targeted tariff adjustments as a lever for attracting strategic investment within a strong alliance framework might be adopted elsewhere.
It signals a clear intent from Seoul to proactively shape its economic destiny, moving away from reactive policies towards a more strategic, alliance-centric approach. This is about taking control and building their envisioned economic future.
As this legislation progresses, the details will be crucial. The specific tariff lines, the magnitude of reductions, and any attached conditions will determine its effectiveness. Will it be broad or targeted? Incremental or a major overhaul?
The answers will shape not only the economic landscape but also the broader geopolitical alignment in the region. It's a high-stakes game of economic diplomacy where every adjustment carries weight.
Indeed. The success of this initiative could redefine the economic partnership between South Korea and the U.S., creating a more resilient and interconnected bilateral relationship. It offers a compelling case study for how nations can strategically use trade policy.
It's a way to navigate the complexities of the 21st century global economy, fostering both prosperity and security amidst unprecedented change. This brings us to our summary.
Right, let's break down the key factors, strengths, and challenges of South Korea's strategic tariff reforms.
Starting with the tariff reform mechanism itself. The strength here is offering a direct, tangible incentive for U.S. companies by reducing import costs and improving cost effectiveness for sourcing and production.
It aims to create a more streamlined and attractive investment environment compared to other Asian nations. However, a challenge lies in the specifics. The exact tariff lines and the extent of reductions need careful consideration to avoid unintended consequences.
Implementation and monitoring could also present complexity. Moving to geopolitical alignment, a major strength is strengthening the U.S.-South Korea alliance through economic interdependence, which naturally bolsters security cooperation.
It positions South Korea as a reliable partner for supply chain diversification and a counterbalance to regional economic influence. The challenge? It might strain relationships with other key trading partners like China and the EU if perceived as preferential treatment.
There's also the risk of retaliatory measures from countries not receiving similar benefits. Now, let's look at domestic political dynamics. A strength is that this can be framed as a proactive economic policy to boost growth and create jobs, potentially boosting the ruling party's standing.
It also appeals to a desire for technological advancement and stronger international ties. The challenge, as we've discussed, is the likely opposition from domestic industries fearing competition and protectionist lobbies. Internal political debates could significantly alter or even block the legislation.
Next, investment attraction. A key strength is attracting capital, technology, and R&D from the U.S., fostering collaboration in critical sectors like semiconductors, EVs, biotech, and renewables. This enhances South Korea's long-term competitiveness.
The challenge here is the potential for over-reliance on investment from a single major partner, creating vulnerability to shifts in that partner's economic policies. Reciprocity from the U.S. for South Korean investments isn't guaranteed either.
Finally, international trade rules. If structured correctly, a strength is that it can align with global trade frameworks and present South Korea as a stable economic partner. It could serve as a model for others.
The significant challenge is the risk of violating WTO rules if preferential treatment isn't extended broadly, potentially leading to disputes. It requires careful navigation of existing trade agreements and international norms. That covers our summary points.
Indeed. We've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and a detailed summary. It's clear South Korea is making a calculated gamble for future prosperity with these tariff reforms.
It's a bold strategy with the potential to significantly reshape its economic landscape and strengthen its alliance with the U.S. Thanks for joining us on Bago Media, Finance.
Thanks for having me. We'll be back with more insights soon.